Okay, we are up to Shabbos Yerushalmi, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, 113, which is the last daf here in Masechet Shabbos Yerushalmi, Baruch Hashem, as we continue and finish up this, I think, the longest Masechta in Talmud Yerushalmi that we have. Trumas was pretty long, but a little bit shorter, at least in terms of the pagination of the dafim that we have here in the Oz V'Hadar. But we get to do two entire prakim of Masechet Shabbos today. On this last day, the last two prakim, the 23rd and the 24th parak, which, as we know, there is Bavli on. We don't have the Yerushalmi on it, but, we will do what we can. So we start with Parak Shoel. Parak Shoel starts off, with a Mishnah relating to speech on Shabbos. You know, our speech on Shabbos, like the Psukim say in Yeshayahu, in Parak Nunches, Menucha, Nach, that's the parak that's all about Kavod Shabbos and Onig Shabbos, and the dibur and mimso chefsach of a dabar davar, that our involvements on Shabbos are supposed to be different than our involvements during the week, and our dibur on Shabbos is supposed to be different than our dibur during the week. Number one, in a positive way, we're supposed to be involved in spiritual pursuits, but also to survey ra, that we're not supposed to be talking about business dealings on Shabbos. A, because it's a violation of mimso chefsacha, but also the Chazal were nervous, gzeira shema yichtov, if somebody's involved in business activities that are usually recorded in a ledger, so then Chazal wanted to create a reminder that people shouldn't that it's Shabbos, therefore they shouldn't come to write. So that's both of those issues are behind what we're about to see here in the first Mishnah. So, shol adam v'chaveiro, kadi ayin v'kadi shemen. Somebody ran out of wine, so they're going to go to their neighbor on Shabbos to go get some, borrow some wine. So, Shoel Adam, a person could borrow from their friend, Kada Yav Kada Shemen, but they have to use a different lashon that is usually used. As long as the person coming to borrow doesn't say, please be malve me, lend me. Lend me. You can't use that lashon of lending. Why? Because in the Pnei Moshe, there's no Karban Eida. There's only Pnei Moshe here on the daf. Because the Pnei Moshe explains Mipnei Shaloshin Halva, and this is based on Rashi. Based on Rashi in the beginning of this parak. Mipnei Shaloshin Halva Lizman Merubahu. Because the lashon of Halva is mashma for a long time. And well, as we know, Kedekaimelon Stam Halva Shloshim Yom, Stam Halva, the Gemara says elsewhere, is for 30 days, even if you don't specify how long you have to pay back, at least 30 days. Hilkach, Chayshinon, and therefore if somebody says, lend me, oh, lending is a long time, so we're nervous that the guy's gonna record it. Dilmas, Yamava, Lamichtav, Alpinkase, Kachvagav, Chayavli, Ploni, Kedei, Shelo Yishkach, and therefore don't use the Lashon of Halveni, you can use the Lashon of Hashileni. Hashileni is a synonym, but it's not the regular language used. She'ela is usually meant for borrowing objects, not for lending. Hashileni, borrowing objects, meaning you're getting the item back, and it's for different amounts of time, and therefore that would remind the person that it's Shabbos, and they won't come to write. The Istam of Farshi explains the Pnei Moshe. Some say that the issue is Mishum de She'ela, not just a time issue, but as I just mentioned, an object issue. But the she'ela hadra be'ene, by she'ela, usually the item goes back ba'in. The object that you borrowed comes back. V'lo'asi l'michtav. I don't have to write it because I know my object is coming back. There's nothing to remember. But v'halva lo hadra be'ene. Halva, that lashon is usually used by money, where the money is not, the exact bills that you gave is not coming back. As we know, the principle of milva lahotza nitna. V'lo'asi l'michtav. And you might come to write. And even though this context is not coming back to objects itself, you're using the wine that you borrow. We sometimes use that lashon. We go over to our neighbor, can I borrow a couple of eggs? You don't really mean borrow there. You're not giving back those eggs. But we use the language of borrow. So, because lending, it has a certain connotation. And borrowing not. So here too, even though you're not giving back those that wine and oil, become akum mitoch shemaskil lo lashon she'ela zacher hu v'lo asi l'michtav. The issue is not coming to right, and therefore, if you, even though the items not a true usage of the word she'ela, that's what it says. Right, the Rishonim, as I said, talk about this the difference. Again, the Pnei Moshe alludes to two differences: time and object. Those are the two issues that are brought up. So the Rishonim also here on Kuf Mem Ches, in the end of Maseches Shabbos, also Tosfos says, quote, first Rashi. Rashi says, Bishop Stam Alva Shloshim Yom, because the Gemara Makis, Vasi Malvezel Lichtov Alpinkasa, Kavakachavesi, Kadeshalo Shelo Yishkach. The Rishonim here get into, what about Stam She'ela? Stam She'ela, right? You learn from this Gemara, you can learn all of other sugyas and shas, and tucked away here at the end of Masechta Shabbos is issues we never find in Chazal Stam She'ela Shloshim Yom, but do we say that? Or do we say Stam She'ela is even less? Because that's the contrast for Halva here. That's what Tosfos discusses. V'kashla Rabbeinu Tam, the Stam She'ela Shloshim Yom also. But the first day of that Stam Halva Shloshim Yom, and therefore it's a long time, so Stam She'ela is also Shloshim Yom. Like it talks about in Menachos, Talis She'ula, of a Bar Talis, you don't make a bracha on, Kol Lamed Yom Petur Menat Tzitzis, Verina Nami Hasam, Hadar, Bachsadi Beret Yisrova, Socher Bayis, right? There are differences in Ilchus Mezuzah. That's what Tosfos discusses there, whether you can learn issues of how long Stam She'ela is from here. And then the second day of Tosfos there, talks about the other day, the other Yisod. That's again the Pnei Moshe quoted that Tosfos. The Rashba also, the other Rishonim discuss this issue of She'ela on our Mishkan. Okay. V'chein isha michaver takikaros. Also the same thing, if a woman is borrowing breads, loaves from her neighbor, also the same thing, that she shouldn't use a lashon of hava, but a lashon of she'ela. What's the chiddush of this extra line? So Pnei Moshe says, you might have thought that women ain't darka lichtov. Again, women were not always literate in the days of old. So v'kama mashalom b'ha da'afta isha ain't darka lichtov. Afilu achi asru b'lashon hava, to lo plug rabbanon. There's no, that we don't make any chilukim, lo plug, even though there might not be such as much of a chashash by women. V'meino ma'amino, what happens if the lender, in quotes, doesn't trust the one that's borrowing? The one that's giving the wine, the one that's giving the oil. So, I want a security. So, you're allowed to give a security. Maniach taliso etzlo, you're allowed to leave his cloak, his talus with him. Ba'osi mochesh malachar Shabbos. He leaves his talus there, and after Shabbos, they arrange. They don't say anything, though. He just says it. He leaves his sweater. He leaves his coat there without saying that this is the mashkon for what I am borrowing. That's what's allowed. Right? The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Shin Zayin. That whole Simen, Shin Zayin, the title of the Simen is Dine Shabbos HaTluyim B'dibur. Right? Halachot of Shabbos that have to do with speech. B'dibur. The negative, meaning what you shouldn't be saying, right? At 22 seifim, the Shulchan Aruch starts off, v'daber davar, shelo yeh diburach shel Shabbos ki diburach shel chol. Your Shabbos talk has to be different than your weekday talk. Hilkach, aser lomar davar ploni eseh lomachar. Oschar ploni ekne lomachar. V'afilu b'sichas dvar betelim aser laharbos. Then the right, even dvar betelim, right? That's based on a Yerushalmi and Tosfos. Yali b'marbe. Ubinei, and we discussed this a couple of weeks ago. Discussed, I think, about a month ago. The Shuvos Hadeshen. The Ramah quotes the Shuvos Hadeshen. Ubinei Adam shesipur shmuos. Well, remember, what did the Shuvos Hadeshen say before we read the Ramah? That he spoke about the current events groups. After davening, 500 years ago, they used to get together after davening and shmuz. Current events talk about divrei malachim u'milchamosehem. Kings and their wars. Right? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So the Shuvos Hadeshen says, well, it depends. If you really enjoy it, then you can do it on Shabbos. Get a little downtime. If you're only doing it because of the peer pressure, because you want everybody to see that you're there, but not because you really enjoy it, then it would be a violation of a Dabar Dabar. That's the Shuvos Hadeshen. So that's what the Ramah says here. Ubnei Adam shesipur shmuos v'divrei chidushim hu oneg lahem mutter l'sapram b'Shabbos kamo b'chol. Avo misha eino mis'aneg aser la'omram Kidei sheyisaneg bohem chaveiro. Right, that's the Ramah right here, quoting from the Shuvos Hadeshen. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, obviously, is maybe it's not the best thing to be doing on Shabbos afternoon. The anshei ma'isa nisharim biyoser mizeh. Anshei ma'isa are careful. Shalom davar b'Shabbos afilu dvarim hechrechiyim ki im b'lashon hakodesh. They quote from Rav Nassim Adler, the Rebbe that's Chaim Sofer. He quotes, he always spoke Yiddish the whole week. He spoke lashon hakodesh on Shabbos. V'nira shatamam hu l'migdar milsa kidei shelo yaviu. Quotes from the Shla Kadosh. Adam amavaka lechaver b'Shabbos b'Shachmer. So if you go meet your friend on Shabbos, right? From the Shla Kadosh. Lo yomer lo kederach shomer b'chol tzafra dava. Don't say like you say the whole week of morning. Right? This is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Don't say good morning on Shabbos. What should you say? Good Shabbos. Rak yomer lo Shabbat tava. B'lashon Kodesh, or B'lashon Chol, K'minagin O'ayom, K'di L'kayim, Zachar Yom Shabbos. So whenever you say, say good morning, good night, we don't say good morning, good night on Shabbos, which is a good Shabbos, or Shabbat Shalom, whatever it might be, that's based on this idea of Lo Yediburach Shal Shabbos, Ki Diburach Shal Chol. So in that simin, in Sif Yud Gimel, right, that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses, sorry, Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph is our halacha. Shal Dover Echaver, Lo Yomar Lo Halveini, Demashmal Ezban Baruba, Vigil Amecha Shem Yichtov, El Yomar Lo Hashileini, Ublashim Laz, Ein Chilik. If you're not talking Hebrew, Hava and She'ela, then there's no real any chilik between the Lashon. Just say Tainli. Ukshalova B'Shabbos Yedoros Alamino, Yaniach Mashkan Etzlo, you can leave your coat there. Ava Lo Yomar Lo Helech Mashkan, but don't say, here is the security for the wine that I just borrowed. Why don't you not say that? You can just leave your coat there. Right? You can't say that because that would be Uvdin Tichol. Okay, we continue. V'chein Arvei Pesachim Yerushalayim Shechalias B'Shabbos. What if it's Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos? And you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and for whatever reason, your Korban Pesach got lost, you ran out, you didn't realize how many people are Nimne, and therefore you have to get another Korban Pesach. You need another animal, but you don't have. So you're going to go to your friend who has extra sheep, and you're going to get one from him. Again, before the Shechita, so you can still be Nimne to the Korban Pesach. So what do you do? Maniach Tele. So he's going to give you the sheep, but a sheep is a lot of money. So the same thing, Maniach Tele, so it's low. You could leave your talis with him, vocheles pischo, and eat your Korban Pesach and enjoy vosim ochesh ben lachar yantif. And after yantif, you work out the pratim, work out the finances. Erev Pesach Chalis B'Shabbos presents its own unique challenges in terms of the biggest action is Shalosh Shudas. But there's Tainus Bachoros. One of the Bachorim is supposed to fast this year, Friday, Thursday, never, right? All three opinions are found in the poskim. We'll have to talk about that at some point. But that's the Tainus Bachoros, and then you have the Shalosh Shudas, but in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, right, whatever needed to be Docha Shabbos was Docha Shabbos. The Shechitas Pesach had to be that day. Okay, we'll see if there's time to come back. Next Mishnah. Mone Adam es Archav es Parparosa Mipiv. Lists, counting lists on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you shouldn't read from a list on Shabbos. Mipiv you can, means from memory. From your mouth, from memory you could read. Avolomen Aksav, but you shouldn't read from Aksav. Why? Because the Gemara in the Bavli, Kuf Mem Tes, gives two different reasons. Either, because if you're reading a list, let's say you're reading a list about what you're supposed to serve. And then you realize that one of the things you're supposed to serve, you know, you gave away to a friend who didn't have any food. So you might come to erase something on the list. So Gzir Shem Yimchok. So reading a list where you might come to erase, that's Isser Pot number one, or Gzera Mishum Shtari Hedyotos. Gzera Mishum, one might come to read other types of documents, secular documents they're not supposed to read on Shabbos. This is also included in the Gzeira of Shtare Hedyotos, right? We had 2 days earlier, if you remember, at the beginning of Parakal Kisvei, I think, about maybe that was part of the Gzeira of reading Ksuvim. If you can't read Ksuvim on Shabbos, then surely you won't read Shtare Hedyotos. That's where this came up earlier. So a person should be careful about reading lists on Shabbos. Again, that's an important halacha that not everybody's aware of. Again, Shin Zayin Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, in that same simin. Zimein Orchim, the Hechel Lehem Mini Begadim. I invite a guest and I have all different types of foods I'm going to give them. The Kasab Iksav Kama Zimein Vekama Begadim Hechel Lehem, Usser Likroso B'Shabbos. We only assume reading it. Reading it with one's eyes is okay. But if I'm actually reading it out loud, Usser, Afilu Mu Kasav Al Gabi Kosel Gavoa Harbe, Shukzera Shemayikra B'Shari Hedyotos, meaning the other reason. The other Avalem Chacha, but Kosel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the reason of Shari Hedyotos. And therefore, if it's written in a way that is not comparable to a shtar, it's written engraved on a wall somehow, then that would be okay. Some say that if you're not in charge, right, the Mishnah Berurah, Mashad Ogin, Shashamish Kori, Mitoch Aksav, Lesuda, Yesh Machmirim, Bikol Makom, Az, Shasuda, Hu Shal Mitzvah, Yesh Lahakel, Akriya, Lashamish, Bechal Chefse Shamayim, Shari Tshuva, Minaga Olam, even for Sudas Rishus, most people aren't mocking about this, so the post can try to defend the custom of why it, how it came that people are mocking. It was the Mishnah Berurah, I want to read one line. Shari Tshuva, Hevi, Liashve, Minag, Lahaka, Lashamish, Likro, Bitoch, Aksava, Filus, Sudas Rishus, Talashamish, Meikara, Lo Gazru, Kadesha, Lo Yit'e, V'yavi, the mitzad, the shamish people at the chazan to know exactly who's invited, who's not invited. Because if you invite the wrong people, it can lead to problems. Ke'uvda de kamso bar kamso. Right? Like kamso and bar kamso. And therefore, maybe it's a good idea to, that was never included in Xera. Interesting. Good. Next line. Mephis Adam in Banav in Bnei Beis Ola Shochan. A person could cast lots and have a kind of like a lottery. Who's going to get this piece of chicken? Who's going to get that piece of chicken? Ubavachli is kami lots of mana gadola, kadegan mana ktana, as long as you don't do it in terms of different sizes, portions. Mishum kubia. Because of gambling. What does that mean? So the Gemara in the Bavli, again, there's no Yerushalmi here, says that there's really chisuri mechzura here. There's really two issues here going on. There's family member, you know, lotteries and stranger lotteries. Family member lotteries, you're allowed to, that's the first line of the Mishnah. We have to put a break. Mephis Adam in Banav, Vimbedei Beis, Ola Shulchan, right? You're allowed to make a lottery because it's all the Baal HaBayis' money anyway. He's not giving anything away. He's just choosing who to give what to. And therefore, there is no problem of kubia, which means dice, as we'll see. But regarding others who are not family members, then during the week, issue of asmachta, right? Of asmachta, that's the sugya of gambling. But what is an asmachta? Remember, the halacha is if I make something dependent on a future event that I don't know what is going to happen, that's called an asmachta. That's not really a full commitment. And it's lokanya, we pass the asmachta lokanya. So here, by any type of lottery, I'm going to make the divvying up of the portions based on a dice roll that I'm going to make in the future. So that might not work. And therefore, that's why it cannot be done. So even during the week, that would be a problem of doing with other non-family members. On Shabbos, everything is asur, even if it's equal portions. But this second half of the line of the Mishnah, the Gemara assumes is a separate line from the first. And the Pnei Moshe here quotes that chiluk from the Bavli Kuf Mem Tesma Beis, that it's a chazir mechzera, that it's two different issues. You see, there's the read that line of the Pnei Moshe towards the end of the skinny lines. Hilkach afilu mana kenegen mana chashishu mishum kubiya avalim niskavin lasos mana gedola kenegen mana ktana darvezaf b'chol aser imachirim tavi kegezel tasmachtehi vasmachta lokanya. Right, different size portions to non-family members is an issue. And again, that's a very large topic. Asmachta from Maseches Sanhedrin. We're not going to go into it right now. Next, Matilin Chalashim al Kachin Biyantif. Kohanim, though, are allowed to have go rolls for splitting up their karbanos that were shechted on Yantif, avalo alamanos, but not from portions that were shechted Erev Yantif. From Erev Yantif, it shouldn't, because you could have split that up beforehand, and therefore you can't do that on Yantif. Next, Lo Yiskar Paul in B'Shabbos. A person should not hire workers on Shabbos, but that's also Dabar Davar. Lo Yomer Adam Achaver Lo Yiskar Paul in. And what I can't do myself, I can't tell others to do either. I can't tell others to go hire workers for me as well. The Pnei Moshe here again quotes the Bavli Daf Kuf Nun, that the chiddush is l'diyuka kamash malan, the fourth wide line. Shelo yomer adam lachaveiro liskar lo paulim, aval omer adam lachaveiro hanirish etamoni mila erev. Afilu yodei hashamanas l'sochor l'faolam l'achto amar lo kein. I can't hire workers, but I could say, you know what? You want to meet me here after Shabbos? I can say that without mentioning the beferish reason, even though we all know what the reason is. As long as there's some type of distinction between what you do on the week and what you do at Shabbos. You're also not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to, right after Shabbos, be able to hire workers or to bring something, right? That's going to the edge of the tchum. That's hachana. You go to the edge of the tchum in order to guard, peiros, after Shabbos. Why? Because whatever you could do on Shabbos, you could go prepare for doing right after Shabbos. Right? That's the Tanakhama. Mach shechu lishmar u'mevi peiros biyado. That is the, again, you have to know exactly how to interpret, but that's how the Gemara understands. Anything that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to be able to do right after Shabbos. That's what the Tanakhama says. Mach shechu lishmar u'mevi peiros biyado. And then Rabbi Abishol argues, klal amar Abishol, kol shani zakai ba miraso. Whatever I'm allowed to say, Rashi Adi L'Hachshech Halav, I'm allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum to do. What exactly is Abishol adding? So if you look in the Rashi and the Rav Bar Tanura. I'll read it from the Bar Tanura on our Mishnah. Klal Amar Abishol. Atanakama Polik. The Asar Kol Hachshacha. The Tanakama does not allow any Hachshacha, meaning going to the edge of the Tchum. Velo Maflik Ben Hachshacha Shal Mitzvah Hachshacha Shal Rishus. He's not a Chalik, even if it's, you want to do something right after Shabbos Shal Mitzvah. The Tanakama says, you can't go. Right, you can't go. You can't be machshel kan l'tchum. And that's what Abba Shal comes. V'asa iu v'amar. Da'achshacha shal mitzvah sharia. Right? If it's for a mitzvah, I want to do something right after Shabbos for a mitzvah, I'm allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to do it right after Shabbos. De'kashem she'mutar lo malachavir b'Shabbos. Te'hei mezuman leilech lachar chashecha. L'havi aron v'tachrich l'meis. Just like I'm allowed to tell my friend to be ready right after Shabbos to do this. So do I can do it myself. I can tell my friend that I need him to do it right after Shabbos. I can go to the edge of the tchum. For it to be done, for me to do it right after Shabbos. That's what Abba Shaul means. Kol shanim zakai b'amiraso. Anything that I'm allowed to tell my friend to do, l'shei mitzvah right after Shabbos, I'm allowed to do on Shabbos to be machshich, to be ready to do it right after Shabbos. And examples of that is the following. That's how the Bar Tanura says. The next line is Abba Shaul continuing to talk. Machshichar al tchum l'vakech aliske kalav aliske ameis. I go to the edge of the tchum to take care of right after Shabbos for weddings or levayas, lavilorim tachrichin, to bring a coffin, to bring shrouds. Period. Goy Shevi, once we're on the topic of levayas, the Mishnah just adds in halachas that we had earlier. Goy Shevi chalila m'Shabbos, if a goy that brought flutes to use on Shabbos for the Jews' levaya, well, yisba ben Yisrael, a Jew cannot use them. Right, because that was a malacha done for a guy, for a Jew on Shabbos. Elam came bo, malcolm karav, unless they came from close by, and there was no malacha done. Asu lo aron, but if a guy brought a coffin for another guy on Shabbos, the chafir lo kever, or they dug a grave for a guy, you cover by Yisrael, then a Jew could use that, because that malacha was done for a guy, as we learned earlier. A malacha that was done for a guy on Shabbos, a Jew could benefit. Vim b'shri Yisrael, you cover bo olamas, but if it was done for a Jew, a Jew cannot be buried there. Not only the usual rule of what's called b'chdei sheyasu, which means you have to wait the amount of time after Shabbos that the malacha could have been done, but forever. This is almost a case of it's public. It was public knowledge that this was dug on Shabbos for a Jew, so a Jew could never be buried in there, because that would be chilul. That would be a chilul Hashem. One is allowed to do whatever one needs to do on Shabbos for a corpse. One could smear it with oils. It'd be tricky to do this, but the rule is you can't move the body. You can't move the body, so if one could smear it without moving the body, maybe you pour a little bit on so that it prevents decomposition, that could be done, but not if one moves even just a limb. The Rabban, the Ritva, say on this Mishnah, oh, you see from here that even tiltul b'miksas shma tiltul. Meaning, even I would think that, what does muksa mean? Moving something from place A to place B. Here, just lifting up a hand and putting it down, that would also be a problem of muksa, of tiltul muksa. That's what Ramban says. You learn from this Mishnah of Yazuz Bo'ever. Shovet ezakar bitachtav. I'm allowed to take the pillow out from under the dead body so that the dead body goes on the floor where it's cooler. And again, that's tiltul menatzad, as we discussed in the last year. That's not moving it directly. I moves a dvar heter, which memela then moves a dvar muksa. Umatilan also alachol b'shol shiyamtin. And I can move it to the sand so that it delays being decomposed. Kosher es alechi lo shiyala eshlo yosef. I'm allowed to tie the cheek so that what? Not that the mouth is closed, but that it doesn't open more than it is open. Again, without moving the body. The chen karash and ishbra, similarly, if they have a board that's hanging down that got broken from the ceiling, I could support it with a type of bench or a board, lo shetala, not to fix it, that the board goes back to where it's supposed to be, elish lo tosif, but that it doesn't go down more. Again, that board is muksa, because it's not serving any purpose for you right now. It was a part of the support in the house, so you could just put something there so it doesn't move anymore. Ein ma'am sinas ames b'shabbos. One is not allowed to close the eyes of a dead body on Shabbos. Our minhag is to close the eyes. You can't do that on Shabbos because that's moving the body. But that's muksa. V'lo b'chol, even on a weekday, you can't do that before the person actually died. It means yes an nefesh. Right? A person cannot do that because any type of movement of a goses is considered maybe hastening the death, and therefore it's a problem. V'chol ma'ame says, im yitzias ha-nefesh, harei zeh shofech damim. Any type of movement with a goses is shofech damim, and there are many halachas related to that in Yeridea, in Shin Lamites, where the halachas of goses are. A goses is considered a kechai l'chol dvarav. right? Ain kosher l'chaya, the ain sachar noso, the ain madich noso. All the things that the Mishnah just said that you can do on Shabbos, so you can't do. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You can't do any of these to a goses. Somebody who is in the throes of the death process, but is not dead yet, we're not allowed to do any of these. Hadrach perek ha-shoel, last perek. If somebody is late on Friday afternoon and he's coming in, but he's still outside the without an Erev, what does he do? We discussed this earlier, you know, what the issue is. You could give your kiss to an Achri. You could give your wallet to a guy to carry in. Because we're nervous if you don't give him a choice, then he's just going to carry it himself. So you got to give him something. So you give it to a guy who's traveling with you. That's on this mission is where that Rashi is that. How can you do that? Amir La'akam is in the goy, the shliach of the Jew. That's where Rashi quotes that Amir La'akam is based on shlichus of the Jew. That's Rashi on this Mishnah. But if you don't have a nachri, which is the best choice, you can put it on your animal. That's not as good of a choice because there's shvisas behemto, your animal is supposed to rest on Shabbos. That's a daraisa, right? So, and a goy is not shvisas so alecha. Therefore, that would be better. But if not, one could do put it on the chamor. The Pnei Moshe quotes from the Gemara. You have to do it in a way that it's not a daraisa. Meaning, as the animal is moving, you put it on without the animal stopping. If the animal stopped, then that would be an issue of shvisas behemto. Higia lachatzar achitzona. The Pnei Moshe says this is a separate line. In general, if somebody comes, is carrying something from outside, and he come to the outer courtyard. No to lasakelim until the Shabbos. Anything that's not muksa, you can take off the animal on Shabbos. Vashein and italin. Whatever is muksa, you can't touch directly. Matir sachavala mahasake noflim. Right, you can untie the ropes that were holding the bundles on the animal, and the bags just fall to the ground. Period. Matir begi arba lefnei behema. The next mishnah is about tircha yisera. I'm not allowed to do tircha yisera on Shabbos unless it's needed. So depending on the type of animal. I have to feed my animals on Shabbos. So, and I'm allowed to do everything they need in order to eat, but not extra. So Matir and Bekir Amir are bound bundles. I'm allowed to undo them, Lefnei Behema, because the animal wouldn't eat it if it was bound up in the bundles. Umefas besin es akipin. And kipin is a different type of straw or food. I'm allowed to even scatter that, because if it was in a pile, the animals wouldn't eat it, only if it's scattered. Avaloas azirin. But Zirin, you don't need to do that. That would be considered extra, and therefore that would be Tircha Yisera. I'm not allowed to crush up Shachas. That's straw that's not fully ripened. That's animal fodder or Charuvin, carib. But Behema, I can't crush it up. Bein Daka, Bein Gasa, whether it's for small animals like sheep or Gasa or big animals like a bull, because the animal would eat it even without my doing that. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Becharuvin Ladaka. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Caribs are very hard for daka for small animals like goats and sheep, so you're allowed to crush it for them. Ain ovsin es agamav alo darsin. I'm not allowed to overstuff a camel. Let's say, I don't know, in the days of old, when they used to go on a long trip with a camel, they used to stuff it before they went on the trip. So let's say you're going on a big trip on Sunday. So I'm going to stuff the animal. You can't do that on Shabbos. Can't overstuff because that's also tircha yisera. Ain ovsin es agamav alo darsin. Avo malitin, you're allowed to put it into the mouth and then the camel will eat from there. In mamrenes agalim, also you can't fatten up the calves. Avamalitin osan, regular feeding them. Umahalkatin latanagolim, you're allowed to again feed in the normal way chickens. Vedosemayim al gabi amorsan, you can pour some water onto their bran because that's the way they would eat it. Avalogovlim, but you can't knead it. Can't knead it because that would be the malacha of lush. Vedosemayim lefnei advarim lefnei yonim shel shovach. I'm not allowed to put water in front of the bees or the doves of the bird chicken coop, or the dove cot, I think is the word for it, because they don't need it. That's the rule. Any animal that does not rely on me for food on Shabbos, so that I'm not allowed to feed them on Shabbos. But water, they get it themselves. But you're allowed to put it in front of the chickens and the geese, or the Herodian doves. Okay, all of these, they rely on you for food. There's a lot of muksa issues here, but the Mishnah says, you're allowed to cut up gourds that were, zucchini or whatever it is, that were cut before Shabbos. If it was not cut before Shabbos, then it's nolad, it's muksa. But if they were cut before Shabbos, I'm allowed to cut them for animals, because the animals want them cut up. They need them cut up. Lefnei behema. That's a nevela lefnei aklavim. And a nevela, an animal that died without getting shechted, I'm allowed to cut that up to feed to the dogs. the Mefarshim say this is even if it was Nisnavla on Shabbos. The difference between a fruit or a vegetable that was attached, that has to be detached before Shabbos, didn't have to die before Shabbos. The post, the Mefarshim talk about why. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, same thing. If the Nevela, if it wasn't available before Shabbos, Asura l'fishinim ne'muchan, it is Muksa. Period. There's a lot there, but can't go into it right now. Last Mishnah, Mesach HaShabbos, Mefir Nedar Meshabbos. A person is allowed to do, meaning a person, a husband or a father, is allowed to do a Faras Adarim on Shabbos. Right? Because that is a, that's, if you don't do it today, it's not going to happen. As we know, a Faras Adarim is only Biyom Shamo, as is described in Parshas Matos. Biyom Shamo, so you can do it on Shabbos. Vinish Alim Lenadarim, but She'ela, not HaFaras Adarim, but HaTaras Adarim, going to a rabbi, that can only be done if it's a Shabbos need. Vinish Alim Lenadarim, She'ela Tzarach HaShabbos. Right? HaFar can be done, period. But She'ela, only the Tzarach HaShabbos. Pokekin HaSamo'or. We end with a couple of other halachas. Pokekin HaSamo'or. This is, as the Pnei Moshe here describes from the Gemara, the end of Mesach HaShabbos, Kufnan Zayin, Tumah V'Tara. Right? If there's a dead body in a house, the Tumah goes all over the house, throughout the whole house, under the roof. Unless there is an opening, a skylight, an open skylight right over the dead body. Then it would go straight up, and therefore it wouldn't go around. It would go straight up if there's no roof over the dead body. So there was a whole story in the Gemara. They wanted to measure an opening if the tumah is going to go straight up, if it's going to go to the next house. So that was the story without getting into more of the details in the that the Mishnah is talking about. So poking into some as a person is allowed to close up the skylight on Shabbos, umodin es hamatlis, and to measure a garment if it's big enough to be bakabal tumah, ves hamikvah, to measure the mikvah on Shabbos. Right, what do you learn from there? Medida is usually also the rabbanan on Shabbos, measuring things. But medida shel mitzvah is mutter. Measuring for a mitzvah is mutter. Measuring for a mikvah, as the Mishnah just said. Measuring medicine in a situation where you're allowed to take medicine, that's called medida shel mitzvah. And therefore one can measure. There was a story that they closed up the skylight with a pail, v'kashru as hamakida begemi, and they tied it with a reed. Laid them yish begigas posei atafachim lav. They wanted to know if there was the crack in the barrel that the dead body was under. They wanted to know if it was big enough for the so to speak the tumah to go through or not. Tumas ohel details, but you learn from that story the fact that they did this. They put the pail there and they measured and they used the reed. Mudivrayim lamanu from there. This whole story we learn shepokekin. You're allowed to close up the hole on Shabbos. Ubo, then you can measure. If a kosher, then you can tie using this reed as long as it's not a kesher shakayama b'Shabbos. Hadlach b'shehechshech of sikla v'sechah Shabbos. Again, there's so much more here. Remember the thought that we started off the mesecta with, and that is in this seder that we're in, Zroah Moed Nashim Zikin Kachem Taris. We're in Seder Moed. And Moed, we pointed out, is the only one of those six that's Lashon Yachid, which is not parallel, right? It should be Zoraim Moadim Nashim Nezikim Kachem Taris, or Zera Moed Isha Nezek Kodesh Tohar. So why Moed? Because every Moed has, every Yontif has its own unique nature, midos, and essence. So every Masechta that we do in this Seder is its own world. Erevin, the next one, happens to be connected to Shabbos. But really, it's been our schus to be able to be osik in this longest mesechta, I think, in Yerushalmi. And Beth Hashem, we look forward to the next one as we start Erevin, Beth Hashem, tomorrow.